Well, you want to every time, you know, but you don't want to play so conservative that you're not hard to defend either. We want to defend the whole field, shots down the field, 50 yards down the field, and play the run and have things to the flat. So we're going to attack the whole field. We're not going to put ourselves into a small spot to try and, you know, get 3 yards. I mean, so you're at second and seven. You've got to go aggressively attack it. By no play did we have that was designed for not a good play. And when the negative plays happen, yeah, it bums you out. You get a sack or you get a TFL that we missed a track and didn't hit it. Those are the ones that we can be consistently better at. When we do have a three and out, that's when, okay, what didn't go? We had a sack and then a run that went for two to go to a long third down. I was pleased, actually, that we did better on third downs in this game than we had previously against who I think is a really good front. There was Wes Schweitzer, I thought, played a really good game. And it was a tough matchup all along the spot and no sacks, no hits. And we talked about early on in the year in his first game, he had a tough first outing. And so for him, he was a guy that we don't talk about in offensive line that I thought he got after it and was playing physical. So I went on a long way on your thing, but to me, when you don't have a lot of plays, you're not going to have a lot of chances to be explosive. So we better get some more plays, and by doing that, that's creating better movement down the field. It's getting off the field on third down, and that's why I told you the story at the beginning about playing complementary. When one thing goes on one side of it, then, hey, now it's our turn. Let's go get this thing going. And that's what I mean by that.